This is Iconic.
Hello and welcome to tonight's episode of the Iconic Podcast. As we mentioned last time, we are going to be doing our live play of Knights Black Agents, which is the Gumshoe Vampires versus Spies. This is our group of spies tonight. We have Mark and Becca with me as always, playing Conrad and Wraith respectively. And thank you very much to our moderators and our good friends, Phantom playing Burrows and Rook playing Green. Always good to get to play a game with both of you. And hey, John and Chris, good to see you guys. Glad to have you here. Thanks for tuning in and joining in. Now, these episodes will be going live on the Iconic Podcast in the next couple of weeks. Also, you know, this is only available essentially tonight when we go, you know, put it live. You get to watch it for a week on Twitch and then poof, it's gone. So we are going to be playing. So again, Knights Black Agents is a Gumshoe game. So as a brief overview of Gumshoe, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, Gumshoe is a game where you don't have, you have two types of abilities. You have your general abilities. That's your running, jumping, climbing trees, putting makeup on while you're up there, sort of skills, taking sniper shots from the tree branches while looking fabulous. And any of you know the comedic routine I just referred to, enjoy a no prize. And then you have a ton of investigative skills. And the investigative skills are, if you are in the right place with the right skill, you get the clue. It is an investigative game that is far more about putting the puzzle together than it is about, did I find the puzzle piece? So in Knights Black Agents, our players play burned spies, or spies that may still have ties with the agency, but for whatever reason, they have discovered that vampires exist. They are embattled in a conspiracy against vampires, and these vampires will infiltrate their own organizations, possibly even their own teams. And so we're just going to jump right into it, and we'll kind of continue from there. So it is a cold, dreary night in the French city of Strasbourg. Temperatures dropping, mist is rolling in. And you are all here at the request of Wraith, who has sent you an encoded message. Because Wraith, you have a good contact. A fence who deals in rare books and stolen art by the name of Pierre Athanas. And Pierre runs a little occult bookshop called Athanor. It's at the end of a long, winding, dead-end street in the middle of the medieval Grand Allée district of the city, which is, by the way, an island. Do any of you have points in vampirology? You guys know that if you're worried about vampires being on an island in the middle of a river, it's a good place to be, running water and all that. So as you approach the wooden door, seeing your team come together, let's start off with Mark. Mark, introduce yourself and tell me. One of the big things in Knights Black Agents is trust between agents. Who is Conrad? What is he good at? And who does he trust in this group?
Guten Abend. My name is Conrad Müller. I am an ex GSG9 agent. It's the German anti-terrorist unit. And several of my family members have been killed by vampires, so I have a drive to hunt them down. And in my workings, I have met and worked with one Penelope Kenshaw, known as Wraith, to do our, shall we say, electronic interception of things. So when she sent me my encrypted email, I came to Strasbourg. It's right on the border of the Saarland in Germany. So I just took a train and then rented a car.
All right.
Across the border.
So who do you trust, Conrad, in this group? And who do you
I trust? I trust Wraith the most with 3 points. I trust Green, Mr. Green, with 1 point. Worked with him a little bit, so I know who he is. I have not worked with Burroughs, so he has zero trust. But he could earn it, and I'm sure I can earn the trust of my teammates in the future.
All right. Wraith, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Becca?
All right. I am, yes, Penelope Kenshaw, codename Wraith, hacker, analyst, good at digital intrusion. Appearance wise, fairly nondescript, tan skin, straight brown hair, could pass for any number of nationalities across Europe. And so is good at just kind of blending in and disappearing. She got into this gig with the loss of her fiance, but her drive is altruism because she wants to leave this place, the world, a better place for her sister's kids, her nieces and nephews. So that's why she's in it. She trusts Kenshaw explicitly. He saved her life multiple times, so she'll back him with whatever. And she's the one who invited Burroughs in, while Conrad recommended this Mr. Green guy. So I have a little bit of trust with Burroughs and none with Mr. Green.
All right. Mr. Green, I feel like you have a very Quentin Tarantino name. do you want to be Mr. Pink? Do you want to trade?
I look like a Mr. Pink. Hello, Daniel Green here. I am a volunteer medic in all that, and thing is here, when it comes to trust, sometimes the person who drives you out of the proverbial mess is usually the best person to be friends with. So I have an awful lot of trust in Burroughs, gotten me out of quite a few scrapes, particularly that one time in Somalia. Thank you so much for that, by the way. And I also, of course, trust Conrad. As he has said, I've worked with him once, and he also kept me alive. Also splendid. Love it. Absolutely love it. But of course, I've not been through as many harrowing situations as I have with Burroughs. And so he gets that minuscule amount of trust of, I know he won't kill me yet, but the mysterious person who has brought us all together, how can I trust somebody who hides behind a moniker and a screen? Seems like yet another mystery for me to have to unwrap and unravel. Though I've already begun taking that string for the bigger one before. So.
All right, Burroughs, what do we have for you? Who are you? What do you, who do you know, and who do you trust?
Alexander Burroughs. Well, I'm an MI6 expel agent. So if it's got wheels, I got it. If it's got wings, I got it. met Green while he was trying to keep someone from bleeding out in the back of me. My Austin, we've been thick as thieves after that. Usually, him stealing the blood and me driving away. Otherwise, I don't really know Wraith or Conrad much, so we'll work with it from there.
All right. Well, as you knock on the door, Wraith, having been called here to Strasbourg for a very specific face-to-face meeting, he refused. Pierre refused any sort of anything but meet space meeting. And as you knock on the door, an old plastic man with a face like a skeleton dipped in yellow wax answers it.
Hello, Pierre.
Wraith, is that you? Come in. He's got like twitching to his hands and sort of a palsied gait, but he ushers you in. As soon as he opens the door, the smell of old books and musty parchment. You step in, and it just assaults the nostrils. There's basically nothing here more advanced than the electric light that you can see. And he ushers you into the back, and he holds up a small case that has, where an old letter has been kind of placed between two thin plates. He's like, This is why I called you. I knew after everything. Don't touch that, he says to Burroughs. That was written by Alhadred himself, and it should not be. Just leave it be. Please. Thank you.
Last time you saw the sun.
Oh, I see it every day. Through and he points up, and you can see the spiraling bookshelves that go all the way up. It was sunning, I would say, at least last week. But after all, here, come here, and he kind of sets it out, and it says it's weird. It's got stamps on top of it. It's an old letter, but it looks like somebody has data logged it and cataloged it. And so it says for archive Operation Edom, March 10th, 1948. Kelberg Retreat, Saxony, Germany. And then in big red letters, kind of blocky letters, like it's been stamped. It says Nach Zeren. Who has vampirology? Wraith and Green, you immediately recognize the word Nach Zeren. According to German myth, Nach Zeren is a breed of vampire born from a sudden death, especially tragedies that took a lot of lives, and has a unique, it'll feed off anyone's blood, but it prefers to feed off members of its own family. Now, so I will always give you the basic clue. If you would like to spend points from your pool, I will give you additional information. But you can wait until I finish reading this if you would like to wait and see what else you know about a Nach Zeren.
Peace.
Beggenhof, Amsterdam. This is the actual letter, all handwritten. 31st August, 1908. Kind sir, though it has been many years since that terrible time when my son was, alas, all too briefly, under your care, and once again I must express my gratitude to you for your efforts, you know as well as I do that little could have been done for my boy, given the horror that followed him. Forgive me that I have so rarely written to you. The pain of that time, coupled with the madness of my dear wife, was almost too much to bear. Also, the burden of the great work has kept me from writings of the heart when there was writing of the head to be done. You recall friend John, who was so dear to me, and also to you, I think. He called me to England in 1894, and events there and subsequent work in Romania put me on a new path. I think, at least, head and heart here are in alignment, and I can return to Schloss Glockenstein to put an end to the error of the Unterhamen Ran. I have affairs in Bucharest to attend to first, to put affairs in order, and then I shall come presently to your house of healing, and by force of arms find the peace I have so long desired. I shall bring with me a young woman of the family Hauflick, and you know the significance of that. I ask no more than this of you, my friend, that you make ready such supplies and things that are needed for the journey to Glockenstein, and that you ensure that which I have left hidden in the tunnel near Kielberg all those years ago is made ready to transport. Pray God, and the error shall be expunged before the new year. Yours, Abraham Van Helsing. P.S. Dun, dun, dun. If I'm not with you before St. Andrew's Day, then I'm detained and much has gone awry. Should that happen, you or other good people in whom you trust must fetch Miss Halfich from Bucharest and bring her to Glockenstein, that you might draw out the evil there and put an end to it with such tools as you have. Remember, the coin in the mouth first to pay the ferryman, and then remove the head, whether it be in human form or animal shape. I beg you, if ever you love me, do not shirk this duty, even though there is much to ask of you, being as you are a healer. You know as well as I do that an infection unpurged will spread and grow more damaging. I dread to think what that thing might become, given a century or two.
You see, this is why I called you. I know you have a penchant for the occult, Wraith. And this came into my hands.
May I see it, please?
Yes, please. I have.
I'm gonna scan it with my like handy dandy super techie phone.
Zook, zook.
All right, you have a yep. You have a copy of the Van Helsing letter.
Excellent.
I think better sign that this is real, because somebody like this, if they had written this, they would have included their title. He was a doctor, Van Helsing, wasn't he?
So here's the thing. He was writing between friends. The modern penchant to make sure that everyone knows exactly where they stand in relationship to each other did not exist in the late 1800s. And here's the thing. It is said that Van Helsing vanished in Romania. And no one really knows what happened to him. But I think we do. As you know, Dracula is not just a story. No, it is a carefully crafted. If I could get my hands on that file. But as I'm sure you know, Edom has that locked up tighter than the treasure house of a nunnery.
Okay, forgive me here. Call me new to the party, if we must. Are you saying that Dracula, like I understand some of these words because they've come up in a couple of other documents, out of the words of some strange people that have come across me when I was doing some of my work elsewhere, but are you really saying that Dracula and vampires are well and truly real?
Yes.
Did I miss a memo here? Did somebody forget to...
No. See,
or something?
You brought an unbeliever? You realize that is going to get him killed, or worst, will get him Renfield. Renfield did?
True.
Renfield did?
Renfeld?
Renfeld did?
If we're in reference to the concept of Renfield, then it would simply be called Thrall, if we want to give it a simpler thing to say.
Sure, it's Thrall. But here's the thing. Both the Kielberg Retreat and Schloss Glockenstein are both in Saxony, very near the German-Czech border, on the opposite side of Germany from us.
Mm-hmm.
There is something linking the two of them together. They think Van Helsing.
And at this point, the bell, bell to the door chimes. I need all of you to give me a sense trouble test. So the way this works in Gumshoes, you never make a test on your investigative abilities. On your general abilities, the target, it's at 1d6, and the target number is generally a 4. You may spend points from your pool to act as a bonus to your D6 roll, if that makes sense. So if you've got 4 points in Sense Trouble, if you use all four of them, you have no pool left for the rest of the adventure. But Sense Trouble 4 is what we're looking at.
I have rolled a 4.
I will spend 2 points for my pool. I have 6 in my pool.
Okay. So, Mark, you only need a 2 or higher.
And I roll a 6, of course. And, you know.
I'm going to spend 1.
Of course, you know, the bell jingles behind me, and immediately my hand goes inside my jacket as I turn to the door.
Oh, that's totally fine. What'd you get, Becca?
I spent 1, so I needed a 3, and I rolled a 3.
Okay. Burrows, what did you get?
I'm going to spend 2 of the 8 that I have, and take that, brings it down to a 2 for me.
Yep, you need a 2 or higher.
Yeah, no, I've been too taken in with all of the other weirdest things in the house, because I rolled a 1.
All right.
He's worried that Aston Martin's going to get towed.
That's right.
Double park.
It's not an Aston Martin right now. It's a Peugeot. I'm not stupid. Use a local car.
I am going to enjoy running this game for you guys so much. Kirk brings just the level of gearhead to this that I was not expecting. So before I tell you about this, Wraith, you and Green also know that a Nazera is said to bring death to anyone who falls under their shadow or who hears church bells that were rung by the creature. You also know that Van Helsing's method of killing is the only way to kill a Nazera. And also, they are known to be able to shapeshift into a boar. Wraith, okay. Conrad, Green, your keen senses kind of all just the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. You all hear a very distinctive boot step coming in from the rain. And you can see that there are a quintet of people coming in, water sleuthing off long jackets. They all have the guy in the lead. You can see his face. He's wearing a kind of almost a fedora style hat, and you can see his face illuminated by a small cigarette. And the five of these guys, the guy in the, they kind of spread out. Two of them pull out baseball bats and they start twirling them. And the guy in the lead says, "Pierre, seems that your insurance has run up," and he kind of notices the four of you. I apologize, but Pierre's bookstore is closed. So why don't you all kindly... Man, what I really want to say, I can't say on JD's stream.
Well, funny you should say that, because we're in here right now and we're talking to him and we're transacting business. So I'd happen to say that he's right well open right now, so you two can all just piss off.
Burrows, completely oblivious to all of the danger, because by God, Burrows is
currently staring at a book that says Necronomicon.
That's right. I thought this thing was completely made up. You can see that, Conrad, you immediately see the other three go for guns.
Hold on, everybody.
As soon as I see them reach for guns, since my hands are already in my jacket, I pull out my Glock 19 and commence engagement.
All right, so the way this will work is the person who goes first to with threat is seizes initiative. So that would be Mark. And let's go. So, Mark, five goons, what are you going to do?
You said some had bats. The ones that were reaching for guns, I will engage. How can I engage more than one, or is it just one shot, or how does combat work, Jam?
Mark, well, what would you like to see happen here, sir?
Let's see. There's the leader.
Mm-hmm.
There's two twirling bats, and then there were two that went for guns, yes?
That is correct. Three go for guns? Three went for guns.
Oh, the leader too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's the first one then. I will engage him.
All right.
Can I take multiple shots?
Yeah. Do you go for it, Mark? I assume off the top of your head, you know that.
I don't know. It's been so long since we shot a gun in Night's Black Agents. I think I got my cheat sheet for. Because I have shooting of 16, so I know I've got some of the parries.
Go for it. Let's start with. Well, you look that up afterwards. Make a shot on the leader first.
Yep. What hit do you threshold? Tell us the hit threshold?
Is three.
Is three? Okay. So I will spend. I'll spend three on him. He's all the right. First one to catch a bullet.
Go for it, Mark.
I rolled a two, so that's five.
So that hits. That would hit. What's the damage on your weapon?
I don't know. I didn't write it down.
This is where I'm going to interject and say, what if I don't have a weapon listed?
So you got two options. Let me finish up with him, Burrows, and I'll let you know. Most weapons, 9mm are +1 damage, Mark.
Okay, there we go. D6 yeah, nothing special one. As far as damage.
What is your damage total?
Give me a second here. Page 61.
It'll be a D6 plus one.
Okay. Well, I was looking at point blank range or anything like that?
Nope.
Oh, 6 plus 1. 7.
All right. So Conrad pulls his. What are you wielding, Conrad?
My Glock 19.
Pulls into Glock 19, puts a trio of bullets into the chest of the leader, who goes down and is bleeding out on the ground. Burrows, you wanted to do something. Now, here's how this works. You have two options. If you have no weapons listed on your character sheet, which you do not to begin with, you got two options. You can punch some dude in the face, which does a D6 minus 2. It's what barehanded weapons do for this. Excuse me. Or you can make a preparedness roll and attempt to pull, be like, well, I've always carry my lucky Walder PPK. Okay. I can't hear you, Kirk. Sorry, you're muted, sir.
That's good. I was muted because that was some invectives. No, considering that we are in a place of rare books and antiques and whatnot, I'm sure there's a nice fine silver letter opener sitting right in hand.
Oh, yeah,
that I can just use and, you know, stab one of the guys with a baseball bat right in the face.
You know. All right, so you're going after a baseball bat guy. So this is an opposed roll, so we're both going to roll to see what happens. And let's go
for it. Is this weapons?
This would be weapons.
Okay. Do I get to spend any points now?
You can spend. You spend points before you roll.
Oh.
You know that their hit threshold is 3.
I'll spend a point of weapons. And that's good that I, you know, spent that because I rolled a 6.
All right.
Never trust the die.
You're stabbing with a
silver letter opener.
You're stabbing with a silver letter opener. He is taking a swing at you with his baseball bat. So good news is you both hit each other. Ouch. So the silver letter opener will do a D6 minus 1. The baseball bat will do a straight, or will do a D6 minus 1. What'd you get, sir?
I'm doing 3 to him.
All right. You can, when you hit him with the silver letter opener, you can feel he's wearing some sort of body armor, but it's not a lot. And you manage to get up under there and jab the silver letter opener right into his armpit. And you are rewarded with both a fresh stream of blood down your coating your hand and the baseball bat kind of coming around and the butt of the baseball bat connecting with your temple for 2 points of health damage. Wraith, what are you doing?
I grab Pierre and we head down like behind one of his big bookshelves. I pull out my taser.
All right.
And I ask him, I say, is there a back door out of this place?
Yeah.
You have an escape route.
Yes, of course. Who are these men?
Let's go.
No, there's this. My life's work is.
All right. It's either your life's work or your life. Which one do you prefer?
All right. By the way, as you go to pull out, one of the guys with the guns takes a shot at you, Wraith. Now, the nice thing is this place is stacked with books. And so I'm going to give you cover behind this. What is your. What is your hit threshold?
Typical 3.
Okay. And I'm going to say that you have some cover to this. So I'm going to raise it to a 4, cool. Which is exactly what I rolled. Oh, no. Well, Wraith, you get grazed for 2 points of damage as you pull Pierre back. He kind of pauses and reaches and darts out to grab the Van Helsing letter. And as you reach out for him, that's when the bullet takes you in the arm. Green.
All right. So I'm looking at all my stuff here for Green. And Green is a bar fighter, just looking at all of this stuff. He's that strange, unassuming action hero based on what I'm looking at here. Like, he has athletics mastery, he has parkour. Quincy Morse's Bowie knife is one of his special things, which, I mean, you should always be prepared.
Right.
I'm going to roll and see if I have a, Bowie knife.
All right.
Prepared on me here. So, I will spend 2 of my 6 preparedness points. Which, thank goodness, because I rolled a 3. So that gives me 5.
You always, and now you have this for the rest of the adventure. You have a Bowie knife. It does D6 minus 1.
Fair enough. Well, seems that Comrade's got his stuff taken care of. So that's pretty solid, but there's still another guy that's... Okay, so we have...
There were five. One is dead. One took a shot at Wraith. One is down a little bit of life from his from getting stabbed in the armpit with a silver letter opener. There's one more shooter and one more baseball bat.
Okay. So the guy that has taken the shot at Wraith, despite the fact that he doesn't trust Wraith, he just witnessed Wraith do a very compassionate human thing and try to take care of this other fellow. So that's already instilling faith in another human being right there when they do that over getting their own hide out first. So he's going to go after the fellow, which I'm going to guess is across the table and trying to use a bookcase as cover, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, him holding that gun arm out is going to be a real problematic because I'm going to use this lovely parkour stuff and just vault over the table and take in the same thing, whipping out the Bowie knife that he has modified with a ring pull area okay. So that he can pull quickly and jam it into this man's arm and pin it into.
So here's the thing. If you want to increase the difficulty of hitting him from a 3 to a 5, I will give you, instead of doing a D6 minus one, I'll give you 2 extra points. So you'll be doing a D6 plus one on this guy for a called shot.
I will do that, and I will spend 3 weapons points as all well, right, because that's out of my pool of 8. So that's why I made the decision for a knife.
Go for it.
And that is a 5 on the die.
All right. So you hit, roll your damage.
That is 4 total.
With the plus one?
That is with the plus one, yes.
All right.
3 on the die.
You drive this knife deep into the guy's arm and kind of pull it all the way around and drive it into his chest. And he kind of looks down. The guy behind you, the last guy, is like, no! And tries to hit you with his baseball bat. What's your hit threshold? 3, I believe. Or is it higher than
4?
That?
Four.
You have a 4. So they will hit. They get you good. They clock you for 5 points of health. Just kind of bring it along the bat side, if you will. Conrad, back up to you.
So, just a note. Did my guy fall over?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. But if he was at point blank, he would have taken more damage, which is a near, really close, but no biggie. For shooting, if I want to take extra shots, I have to have shooting 8+. I spend 4 shooting plus 1 stability for the second attack, 8 shooting and 2 stability for the third attack, et cetera. It just escalates. So I spend my stability and my points to go bang, bang, bang.
All right, cool.
Oh, by the way, if it's multiple targets, their hit threshold goes up for every additional target.
I knew.
I found my cheat sheet. I know I saw this.
I knew you would have it ready for me, Mark.
Yes. So there's a guy who just clocked Mr. Green.
Yeah, Mr. Green took Mr. Green took out one of the shooters, but then got Babe Ruthed.
So is there only one guy up?
No. So there's a baseball bat guy. There's the other baseball bat guy, and the guy who took a shot at Wraith. There are 3 people still up.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna go for it here.
All right, Mark. So
I've got
so that'll be
I'm seeing if I have enough points. I have 13 points. So the first shot I have to spend 4. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so I take the first shot normal, the second one I have to spend 4 and a stability.
Okay.
So I'm gonna shoot gun guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot the guy who just clocked Green in the back.
All right.
Because that's not cool. So we'll do the first one, and I will spend.
So that guy's going to shoot at you as well.
Okay. My hit threshold is 4 because I have good athletics. So I will spend 3 more. That's 6 and then 8.
Bullets are flying, baseball bats, leaves from medieval manuscripts, books are getting holes put through them. You can hear a fading Pierre's "No!" as he's being dragged away by Wraith. Of course, Wraith, you know that he leads you to a bookshelf and pulls a volume, and the bookcase swivels, and you can hear the sound of the rushing water of the river kind of coming up from a stone stairwell that leads down into the dark.
Is the title of the book Old Man River?
Yeah. All right, Mark, what'd you get in your first roll?
Okay, so the first roll, 3 and 3 is 6, because I spent 3 points on it. So I hit him, and it will do... That's 6, 7. It does 8 points of damage to him because of the point blank.
All right.
Second guy.
And that's the one that was, you were both shooting, right?
Yeah, we were both shooting. Shoot, gun guy first, then baseball guy.
All right.
Baseball bat.
The gun guy hits you for 7 as well, but your shot, where yours just kind of impact, you don't have any armor, do you, Conrad?
No, not here.
All right, so 7 points of health, but then yours takes him right in the throat, and he drops his gun and falls over dead. The guy with the baseball bat turns around with a wild look in his eye and a little bit of green on the bat.
Ow. And
he only takes 5 points.
Well, that is, with his armor, he has 4 health, and his armor is 1. So... Green, the guy who batted you, drops, leaving only the one who is in the middle of who brought a bat to a knife fight with Burroughs. Conrad and Green, you are still up there, and you both made your sense trouble. You can hear... the guy you just shot, as he hits the ground, you see an earbud pop out. And as you both look out of the heavy lead windows on the far side that you came in, you suddenly see 2 bright flares of orange-white light coming, like, on either side of the windows. Burroughs, what are you doing?
This is going from weapons probably to hand to hand.
All right.
As I adjust one hand to hold the guy's arm up.
Okay.
And then with my right hand grabbing a book and using its spine like a sledge into the handle to drive the thing deeper into him.
All right.
I try to drive the letter opener deeper into him.
Something like... is playing in the background as
probably
the two of you circle in a ponfar-like manner. Go ahead and give me your roll.
And of course, it's one of these heavy collector's leather-bound.
Oh yeah, No, it's the collector's edition of Das Schwarze Auge, where it's got the brass tips to the end, and that you can really like do some damage with.
Or it could be one of those priceless, you know, first edition 1650 printing with a wooden cover that he's going to destroy
when you
max the guy.
What'd you get?
Like I was saying, I mean, if this is turning to hand to hand, I can do that. So I'm going to burn the 2 points in hand to hand.
All right. So that means you need to get a 1 or higher on the die. So you automatically
hit. Good.
Roll your damage, 5. Sir. So D6 minus 1.
D6 minus 1?
Mm-hmm.
Another 4 points.
You got a real heavy book. And with that, as you drop this guy driving, like taking the book and hitting, using it like a hammer to drive the silver letter opener into the guy's torso, Wraith, as you look back, as Pierre flips the light switch and the lights kind of buzz and hiss and pop to life, you look back and you see those same 2 lights, and they seem to be kind of tumbling through the air towards the glass windows.
man. Okay. I grab here and I just start like pulling him down this passageway, and I ask him, who was that?
I don't know. I don't know. And Conrad, Green, and Burroughs, you see as two flares break the glass, and they hit and they tumble, and they just start spinning. And I mean, obviously, anything within about 2 feet of these things starts catching fire immediately.
I grab the fire extinguisher because this is a paper bookstore. It's going to have a fire extinguisher behind the counter.
Would you like to look for one? Because it is going up. And I did specifically say that there is nothing more advanced than the electric light here.
Then you have to have at least some water.
If you want to take a look for one, you're welcome to do that.
Would this be a preparedness spend?
This would be a preparedness spend. Mark, before you do that, because you're sense trouble, I'll allow it if you want to do it. But you can see that there are two more guys, and they are lighting up something that looks a bit more Molotov-y than just flares.
Through the broken window?
Yep. There is a van. The van door is open, and there are guys getting out lighting up Molotovs.
Could I shoot the Molotov?
So you could. The target for that would be...
Or should I just shoot the guy who has it and drops it at his feet?
Well, so here's the thing. They are... it is night, so you're going to be at... their already target is up by one.
But they're lighting, so there's fire out there. They're lit. He's lighting his Molotov.
So... if you want to hit the Molotov, that would be an additional plus +3.
Hey, Mark, I have a thing that can help us with this, actually. Because the benefit of Quincy Morris's Bowie knife is throw weapons without penalty. I would say these flares have become a weapon. Pick up a flare, throw it back out.
You want to grab a Molotov?
You guys can throw them. The stacks are going up. It is old brittle paper, so go for it.
As soon as Green sees the one that's obviously going near him, he's going to go, problem. And chuck it out right back out the window. And then, what would this be for that?
Did we notice Wraith leave?
Yeah, you guys, like, she wasn't making any attempt to be hidden. This would be an athletics spend.
Athletics?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, because this is awesome, I really wanted to succeed. I'm going to use athletics muscle. I'm going to succeed on one athletics test.
All right, so you're just grabbing and you throw one of them out to catch one of the guys. It clips the bottle, and he immediately goes up like a torch. There is no screaming, and the other guy chucks his in through the window.
I will run for Wraith, saying, "How are you?" As we run,
just committed a war crime.
Yes, your guys' heat is going up as we speak. Heat in Nice Black Agents is a way to track how much attention is being put on our group of heroes. So, Conrad, as you kind of head back there, Green is like, I got one. Burroughs, what are you doing?
I'm leaving.
All right.
I'm leaving on a freight train.
Well, as you guys, if you guys follow,
heading out the way that Wraith went,
it is a stone passage. And Wraith, as you get down there, Pierre's like, I do not know. I don't know. But if it is the vampires, it is the witches, it is the Inquisition. He's just listing off people who could be after him. But there is a small boat that has been tethered here. You can see that there are several cans of gasoline and the engine cap is open, or the gas cap is open on the back of this sort of 1940s style speedboat.
Is there gas in it?
Yeah. No, you would have to.
Okay. then I will take Pierre and I will, as gently but as firmly as possible, set him in the boat and say, keep going. Maybe something will come to you. Give me names, man. And I will start filling up that gas.
All right.
So we can get.
Conrad and Burroughs come down. Green comes down with a backdraft of flame coming at him as he heads down. You guys manage to get into the boat.
Green, shut the door. Pull the door shut behind you.
Burroughs, you can drive this, I'm guessing.
Burroughs can drive anything.
Right.
I mean, that's the funny thing. The rules don't show anything about driving boats.
Driving is just driving.
Okay, excellent.
Steering wheel and accelerator.
And that counts.
All right. And as you guys head out
gas engine.
Into the night, Pierre is wailing as you come out onto the river, and you can just see his whole stacks have gone up like a chimney stuffed with old paper.
Whoops.
And as you head out into the night of Strasbourg, the question is, as we kind of fade back to black, to a map, as we zoom out and shows a map of Germany, where are you guys wanting to go? In Knights Black Agents, we obviously travel by Red Line.
Obviously.
So, at this point, you know Van Helsing was trying to stop a Noxzer. You know that there was something going on with this young woman that had been mentioned. Miss Halfitch, or Halfitch. You know that there was something going on at the retreat, the Kielberg retreat, and at Schlauch Glockenstein.
Can we get to one of my safe houses, if you will, where I have more of my equipment?
Sure. If that's where you guys want to head first, you can totally head to one of Wraith's safe houses.
Because if we want to travel, we're gonna want to go a bit more incognito now that someone knows us.
Yep.
And I can make passports.
All right. So you are able very easily to make passports for everybody, cover for people. Now, if you have been wounded, you guys may spend points and make rolls. Medic restores 2 points of health per medic point spent. Rest, which would this would be a day that you spent resting while Wraith makes your false your passports, which would give you 2 points back. Unless you're seriously wounded, which would be -6 or less health, which I don't believe anyone is at.
No.
All right, so you guys all get 2 points back, and if you need more, you do have Green, who can roll medic.
Lovely.
Which I was going to do when you said 7 damage, Conrad. And I was like, sounds like somebody needs a trauma kit.
So the way this works is... you will be spending points on a 2-to-1 basis.
I think I'm going to spend 3 points to get him back 6 of his lost.
Okay. That works.
I'm down 1, 2, 3, 4. Only down 5. 4. So I'm healed. Oh, yeah.
Yes, you've been healed for 6. I rolled a 4. So I believe that's a success.
Yep, that is a success.
And then, as for myself, I will take my normal rest, because all I had was blunt force contusions to my spine. Not happy about it, but I'll go back from a 3 to a 5 here. Then, How's Burroughs looking? I have forgotten what his...
Burroughs, how many points did you take? You're going to get 2 back from the rest.
I did... I thought I took two.
Yeah, so you should be
put him down beforehand. So yeah.
All right. In that case, then Wraith would be the next one on the list. I know Wraith was shot. She took two points as well.
Yeah. So you come over and you find like I've poorly wrapped my arm, but it is wrapped and cleaned. I'm going to get a Hello Kitty sticker on.
So here's a question. I took 1 point of stability damage on my extra shots. How do I recover those?
Well, Mark, you will recover stability based on, let me pull up my notes. You recover 2 points of stability for every 1 point of shrink spent. You recover 1 point by drawing on your strength of your symbol, which you can do once per session. You recover 1 point if your place of safety is safe. And you regain 2 points by spending time in solace. Now, these are at the end of the game, however, at the end of the session, not right now.
Gotcha.
So, Becca, you've come up with some sweet fake IDs and passports. Conrad Burrows, you're up to snuff thanks to Green's tender care. And the real question is, where do you want to head?
We probably need to get some other equipment. While she's working on passports, I will reach out to some of my network contacts.
Give me a networking role. What are you looking for?
Well, probably need some pistols for those who didn't have pistols.
Okay.
Maybe some light under the clothing, body armor that's not too obtrusive, you know, not SWAT vests, but
yeah,
something they could wear.
Concealed body armor. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, give me a networking roll. This will be a difficulty 5.
Is there any way that I can help him since we're at one of my safe houses?
I will allow you to reduce that by 1. So it's a difficulty 4, Mark.
Cool.
Okay. I will spend 2 points. Roll to 3, so that's 5.
All right.
So I just put out from generic.
Yep. Everybody has 9 mils now, which is going to be D6 plus 1. And you all have concealable body armor, which will reduce incoming damage by 1 point.
Where's that location that we were supposed to be going on? Like the border check?
Well, in Saxony, there's the Kielberg Retreat, which is a hospital and sanitarium. There's Schloss Glockenstein, which is the ruins of a medieval castle, not too far away from there.
If I would, it's Schloss.
It's a long O. Thank Schloss. You, Mark. Schloss Glockenstein.
Which is like a palace.
Yeah. While you guys are here, let's see. Does anyone have archaeology as a investigative skill? All right. Well, then that's all I've got for you. There is also the matter of the young woman mentioned in the letter. That brings us to the end of this episode of Iconic. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the second part of our actual play of Knights Black Agents. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.